getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, would you look at that? Time has come for another round of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Yeah, we do it every week, right about this same time in the same spot, wherever you happen to be. You might be sitting in a different chair than you were last week, but you're probably listening to it coming from the same place anyway. So glad you're along for another week of great old-time music. I think I have a few tracks that we've never heard before on the show once again this week. I keep trying to pull out the stuff I've either haven't played for years and years, or I don't remember having ever played it. And, because it's like there's a never-ending variety, you know? So we'll see what we can do. We'll talk about the weather here in northern Minnesota. It was fabulous for a while. We had like 60 degrees last week, and this morning it was 11. What is with that? Anyway, let's start out with the Crew Brothers Orchestra this week, shall we? This is the Judy Polka.
Dance. You were talking with your girlfriend, staring at you, you gave a glance. Your warm smile made me break my trance. Judy, you are a beauty. I love you truly with all my heart. Judy, you're such a cutie. I love you always, we'll never part. I walked over, said hello. Although I'm bashful as can be, we got acquainted and we danced. I knew right then you were meant for me. Judy, you are a beauty. I love you truly with all my heart. Judy, you're such a cutie. I'll love you always, we'll never part. After 2 years of happy dating, we've both decided that it's time. Let's make arrangements to get married. Give me your love, I'll give you mine. Judy, you are a beauty. I love you truly with all my heart. Judy, you're such a cutie. I love you always, we'll never part.
There you go, Judy. You're such a cutie. There's the Crew Brothers Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Judy is another one of those good names that rhymes with a lot of stuff, you know? That only makes sense. I was trying to think if I knew anybody named Judy. I mean, I haven't known anybody named Judy, like, since high school. Or maybe when we were little kids in the neighborhood, like, 60 years ago. Man, oh, man, not a lot of Judys around. Are there? At least not among the younger people. So, hey, you people out there having kids, bring that back. Name somebody Judy, for Pete's sake. Now, this next record, I don't think I've ever played. In fact, I don't even know where it came from. Could have been put away someplace in the wrong place. You know how that is. And somewhere it got moved into where it belongs. Ted Maximowicz. You think I got that right? Ted Maximowicz. That feels about right. And this is a weird record. It, of course, back when stereo was a new thing, I'm trying to find where I put the thing the record goes in. Hang on here. I realize that it is not professional to talk when you're not facing the microphone. But this is a record on the ABC Paramount record label. And it brags in large letters that it's in stereophonic sound. And I notice here that one of the tracks on it is called Test Tone. I don't believe I've ever seen a record that wasn't an actual record made for the purpose of testing equipment that had a test tone on it. But the last song on one side is a test tone. And it says here, the final band on side two of this recording contains a test tone. This has been included as a convenience for balancing your speakers. When the tone appears to be coming from the center area rather than from either speaker, then your set is in proper balance. And I thought, maybe I should play the test tone. You can all check your set to be sure it's in proper balance. And then there's a whole big deal about how the record was made, because when stereo was a new thing, you know, all the super geeks, the audiophiles, wanted to know things. Like that this record was made on an Ampex magnetic tape recorder model 300 using RCA, Telefunken, and AKG microphones balanced through a specially designed 16-input stereophonic console. I mean, the technical information is amazing. They utilized the RIAA equalization curve with a crossover at 500 cycles per second. So you might want to check your iPhone and be sure you got all the specs right. Yeah, right! But anyway, It amused me greatly, as you can tell. Ted Maximowicz. I don't know. It's the only record I have by Ted and the orchestra, and it's the Laughing Polka, and it's not the one that most of you would recognize. It's a completely different Laughing Polka. Ted Maximowicz and his orchestra. The Laughing Polka song. That's not the Laughing Polka, though, but it's called the Laughing Polka, but it's not the song we normally think of anyway. But a fun one nonetheless in glorious 1950s stereo here on the Oompa Hour. Now, this next record, I pulled this off the shelf And the sleeve says it's Bill Brown and his Oompa band. And I don't think they've been on the show before. And I was like, cool, I was going to play the Tomcat Polka. And I get the record out of the sleeve, and it's not Bill Brown and his Oompa band. I put the wrong record back in the sleeve at some point in the last 50 years. So it makes me wonder where the Bill Brown record is. It's probably in the sleeve for George Poole and his polka dots, because that's the record that was in the sleeve. That's why sometimes you see me, I stop! And I tell you, the records are going in the wrong sleeve, or I got something backwards, and I stop and I fix it as I go along. Because I don't like when things like this happen. But it's too late now! So we're going to have to hear George Poole and his polka dots, which I bet have not been on the show before in 367 shows. But here they are with the Julieta Polka. There you go, the Julieta Polka there. George Poole and his polka dots, and I'm not sure. I thought I may have detected a skip in that record. That's going to need to be washed and scrutinized, but I have to remember that the George Poole and his polka dots record is in the Bill Brown Oompa Band sleeve. This is getting more confusing as time goes on. We're a long way into the show already, and I've not already talked about the World of Accordions Museum. I need to do that. Then we're going to get to a Gene Thomas record, so hang on for a second here while I tell you to check out the website, first of all, for the World of Accordions Museum. It's worldofaccordions.org, and you'll be surprised at the many accordions you can see there because they have like 1,400 of them on display in their museum. And, of course, all kinds of research materials, study materials, information about instruments, music, bands, musicians, how songs came to be, how instruments came to be. They have their accordion repair and technician school. That's something you don't learn at any fancy university. And there's probably not a lot of people in the accordion repairing business. So, hey, you're looking for an interesting job opportunity? Check it out. They've got their beautiful concert hall. I have no idea what their activities might be for this spring and summer after the mess we had last year, so I can't tell you. But I encourage you to visit their website at worldofaccordions.org. And if you're going to be in the Superior, Wisconsin area, pay them a visit. Have a look around. You'll be amazed. You'll probably wish you had brought your camera with some slide film in it so you could take some slides to show all your friends and neighbors. I know, nobody does that anymore, but anyway. So I stumbled upon a brand new Gene Thomas record. And I don't mean like a new release. I mean like a 40 or 50 year old new in the cellophane record that had never been opened or played. I was like, ooh. And I thought, oh, I must have another copy of this somewhere. And I kind of went through the other piles of records, and I don't think I did. And I remember you, we used to, it was Gene Thomas and the Jolly Brothers, and this record sold as just Gene Thomas and his band. They hadn't even named the band yet. Anyway, this is the More Beer Polka. There's Gene Thomas and his band before it was Gene Thomas and the Jolly Brothers there. That's the More Beer Polka, and this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Man, weird weather here in northern Minnesota. It's like 11, 12 degrees this morning. Last week, we had a day of 60 degrees. Now, in a couple of days, supposed to be in the upper 60s again. What is the deal here? I'd like to be able to put the plow away and pack up the snowblower. But then, you know, you see, you ever get these, their memories on Facebook, you know, it looks at stuff that you posted years ago, and then it comes up as, here's one of your memories on Facebook. And then I had one, was it this morning or yesterday? Here's one of your memories from 7 years ago on this date, and it's a picture of the front yard with all the Christmas lights on in April with a whole pile of new snow, because I hadn't taken the Christmas lights out. In the middle of April, I went back out and I turned the Christmas lights on, because it snowed so much. And I'm like, see, that could still happen. I'm like, that is so depressing. Now we have the Verge Blanchard Band. And I can't tell you anything about them because there's absolutely nothing on the record. I mean, the back of the record thing is blank. And all it does is say it's the Verge Blanchard Band. And they're going to do Lou's Polka. So that's all I can tell you, but I hope you dig it. Thank you. All right, there you have it there. The Verge Blanchard Band. Has to be like the first time they've been on the show. Maybe not. But that's called Loose Polka, and the record thing has nothing printed on the back. Can I read anything about them on the label here? I can tell you that Stubb plays the Cordovox. Donnie Boy is on sax. Rip is on guitar. And what does that say? Silver is on drums? I'm not sure here. Yeah, that's what it says. That's all the information we have for you there. But anyway, the Verge Blanchard Band here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I don't know where I'm digging up all these records this week. I got a lot of stuff that I either didn't know what they were when I found them originally, or I put them away in a weird place or whatever. And now we have the Harry Hardin Orchestra on the way here. And it's on Vocalion Records, which is a division of Decca. So it's a real big-time record company. And I see that their other releases include Bing Crosby or the Andrews Sisters or Tommy Dorsey. That's a pretty good group to be in with, you know. And I probably should have watched this record before we play it. But what the heck? That adds to the authenticity of the show. This is the Harry Hardin Orchestra and the Woodpecker Polka. That's a pretty intellectual-sounding record. Harry Hardin Orchestra, that's Woodpecker Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. How you doing out there? Hope you're having a great week. I don't recall if I've remembered to remind you that if you have a request or comment, dedication, or whatever, that you could certainly contact us here at the Oompa Hour. I always try to play a request when one comes wandering in. So you could do that. You can call or text to area code 218-259-2985. You can leave a voice message or you can send a text. Or you can email oompahour@aol.com. That's all one word and nothing is capitalized. Oompahour@aol.com. Or track us down on the old Facebook there, Tim's Oompa. Facebook, it's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. That's the way that goes. So, yeah, if you feel so inclined, by all means, feel free to shoot us a message or whatever. Here are the Dynastics now, and this is Take Another Look.
Joy and happiness are everybody's dream, but not passers-by. We all need each other's help to see us through. Good things can be done if we just try. For there is nothing, nothing, nothing we can't do together, do together. Take another look at your heart. For there is nothing, nothing, nothing we can't do together, do together. Take another look at your heart. Each day, just one by one, and soon it dawns that it might pass us by. There's nothing left to fear but all the yesterdays. It's not too late for us to realize that there is nothing, nothing, nothing we can't do together, do together. Take another look at your heart. That there is nothing, nothing, nothing we can't do together, do together. Take another look. Just can't get along. Deep in your heart you'll find the one and only key. With love in all of us we can't go wrong.
Everybody!
For there is nothing, nothing, nothing we can't do together, do together. Take another look at your heart. For there is nothing, nothing, nothing we can't do together, do together. Take another look at your heart.
One more time.
There you go, the Dynastics there. Take another look. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another week. Hope you're finding some songs that you know and maybe discovering some songs you never heard before that you like, whatever the case might be. Hope you're enjoying the hour. Here's one we don't play very often. It's the Eddie Olinsky Orchestra. It's the Buffalo Rhinelander.
Jamie Bishop, Uche's ring, the Buffalo, Buffalo. Does the Bobby Tainza Uche hit the Buffalo? Poleci mieście mi muzyka, ci zagrają. Poleczkę oberka jednego, drugiego, a ze się pozamienią. Bo to czas za tańcy sobie brać. Muzyka, ci zagrają. Poleczkę oberka jednego, drugiego, a ze się pozamienią. Bo to czas za tańcy sobie puszczanego, gdzie pójdziemy, by się ucieszyć. Do Buffalo, do Buffalo. Do zabawy tańca uciechy, do Buffalo. Wtedy wierzcie mi. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. That's Olinsky's orchestra. Where will we go for a jolly time? Buffalo, Buffalo. Where there's fun and frolic all the time. From the dawn till early hours of morn. Where will we go for a jolly time? Buffalo, Buffalo. Where there's fun and frolic all the time. From the dawn to early hours of morn, folks will sing and they dance. While the hours roll by with their spirits high, they will drink toast with beer. Later dance the music you're about to hear. Folks will sing and they dance. while the hours roll by with their spirits high. They will drink toast with beer, later dance the music you're about to hear. Star. That's Zelensky's orchestra.
Nothing like throwing a little Dixieland in there to liven things up there. That's the Buffalo Rhinelander. That is Eddie Olinsky's orchestra, as you could probably tell from the shout-outs in the record there. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us, hanging out, listening to the records for another week. Ted Bonk and the orchestra don't get on the show very often. Here they are. There they are, I guess. They're at the fair. There you go, Ted Bonk and the orchestra at the fair. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and you regular listeners realize, of course, that we include at least one waltz in every show. I think last week we went crazy, had two or three waltzes in the show. So far one this week, because I just pulled it out, got it on the record player over here. I don't know if any of y'all are celebrating an anniversary this week or this month or whatever, but we have the Harmony Kings Polka Band. And waltzers, if you're ready, here's the anniversary waltz. Thank you. There's the Harmony Kings there, and that's the anniversary waltz. You probably recognize that one. So, dancers, you relax now. You made it through your waltz, unless I decide to throw in another one this show, because you never know what's going to happen. Now, the next one, the band really went to a lot of effort to come up with the name of the band. It's The Boys. It's the name of the band. The Boys. So Lawrence Welk used to always talk about it. Now a wonderful number from The Boys in the band. Anyway, they're doing the Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain polka, and now it's a terrible Lawrence Welk impression. Jeez. There's The Boys, and there's Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Unusual to see that song performed as a polka. Normally it's a slower number than that, but hey, there you go. Let's do the Babe Wagner Band out of New Ulm. Here's a record with a lot of that good classy patina on it. It's the Sky Blue Waters Polka. Thank you. And that is the Sky Blue Waters Polka, and that's the Babe Wagner Band. For those of you not from around Minnesota, of course, is where Ham's Beer came from. Maybe it still does. I don't know. And Ham's Beer came from the land of Sky Blue Waters, because that's what we have here. And, yeah, the old song, from the land of Sky Blue Waters. Remember that? Comes a beer refreshing. Ham's Beer, man, that's the way it was. All right, I got the, I just noticing the time is flying by again here. How does that happen every week? Here's the Dave Retschko Orchestra. This is the Model T Polka. There you have it there from the Dave Retschko Orchestra and the Model T Polka. You think they would have at least dubbed in the sound of a Model T driving by somewhere in there, wouldn't you? Anyway, you're in tune to Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Remember to thank wherever it is you happen to be listening to the show this week, whether you're listening on a radio station or a podcast or a web stream or a, I don't know, a podcast or a download or a, there's so many things today. But whoever it is you're hearing it from, let him know you're digging it. In fact, let him know that if it's somebody you listen to all the time, let him know, because you'd be surprised how little feedback radio stations and podcasters and webcasters and stuff actually get from the public. So drop him a little note and tell him, hey, we're digging the music, all right? I can't decide what I want to do. Do I want to do the commercial or do I want to do another record? We'll do the record anyway, but what the heck, let's do this. We've got plenty more coming up there. Hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I bet we could probably get a couple more in here, maybe even three if I don't talk too much. Here's an older Lil Wally record, I guess. I don't know. They're all kind of old, but anyway. You don't hear this one much. Here's Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys, and I'm looking for a Chevy Heart.
I'm sweetheart, looking for one like you, to love and hold forever, to make my dreams come true. I'm looking for a sweetheart, to love and to adore. So won't you be my sweetheart, the one I'm looking for? Won't you be my sweetheart, the one I'm looking for?
Wally there, and I'm looking for a sweetheart here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show here. As I look at the old clock on the wall, I see we're kind of running out of time here. Probably get one more tune in here. I was hoping to find a really short one I could sneak in, but I just didn't have any more really short ones picked out for this week. So I guess we'll just do the Blackberry Polka from Albert Mikesh and his orchestra from Lidgerwood, North Dakota, of all places.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. That's Albert Minkish. And like I said, coming from Lidgerwood, North Dakota, it says here on the record, that's the Black Berry Polka. That's two words, Black Berry Polka. And as I look at the old clock on the wall here, looks like it's about time to roll that theme song. I get the heck out of here. Hard to believe that another show has flown by already. That's what that springtime weather does to you at the beginning. It makes everything seem like it's going by so fast, doesn't it?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week, so stick around. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.